Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's the Spotlight on Women's Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Listen as their experts and physicians answer your questions on women's health.
It's Women's Health Month. That is the month of May. So throughout the course of Chicago's Afternoon News this afternoon, we're going to talk to a variety of female doctors about female issues. And I want to give a big warm welcome as we talk about bone health with Dr. Christy Tuft DeSapri. How are you today, doctor? Oh, let me hit the phone. That would help if I hit the phone and actually put you on the air. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? On a sunny Thursday.
It's fantastic. I love it. Why is osteoporosis so common in women?
So, you know, we first have to understand what is osteoporosis and what does it mean, you know, when you have a diagnosis of osteoporosis. So, first of all, osteoporosis is very common. 8 million women have osteoporosis in the United States, 32 million with low bone mass or osteopenia. And it's really common just because we are genetically women and either for a family history reason, genetics, certain medical conditions, surgical conditions can really attribute to low bone mass, which is low bone density or bone strength. And at menopause, which, you know, all women will go through, on average at 51 and a half, but for some women that's earlier, like surgical menopause or premature ovarian insufficiency, when we lose estrogen, regardless of its natural or surgical menopause, we also lose bone density because the bone is exquisitely sensitive to estrogen losses.
Dr. Christy Tuft DeSapri is the director of the program for women's bone health at Northwestern Medicine Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause. I feel a lot of times when I go to my doctor, who is also at your hospital, it's like, well, that's kind of common in women over 50. And I'm like, oh, I hate hearing that. But the fact of the matter is a lot of these issues do arise after the age of 50 for women. So is that when you're at high risk for osteoporosis, or are there a variety of issues that could bring you to that point earlier?
Absolutely. This is Osteoporosis Awareness Month, but I would argue, like you, that, you know, bone health and the awareness of your fracture risk or your development of bone density should be really thought about in our teens, 20s, 30s. And then when we hit menopause, like I mentioned, we can lose bone density more rapidly. And so those women who lose bone density more rapidly are the patients with family history of osteoporosis, perhaps if they've sustained a fracture themselves. So we know that a fall from a standing height or from a ground level height, like tripping on the ice, falling down, tripping over a dog, et cetera, and sustaining a fracture, which is often in women in their 50s and 60s, either a forearm fracture or a distal radius or wrist fracture, that is sort of a herald sign that you might be developing osteoporosis and you sort of a warning signal to get a bone health evaluation. And generally we do that by, evaluating risk with a bone density, which is a low radiation 10-minute exam looking at the spine and the hip, which really gives us some good data on the bone strength.
I'm a cancer survivor. I survived endometrial carcinoma in my 30s. I think they first did a bone density test at some point in my 40s. Is there a schedule that we should stay on, or is that just to establish a baseline to see where you are at that point in your life?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, anytime a woman goes through menopause, whether that be surgical or related to chemotherapy, radiation, that can affect bone density as well as all the treatments that are given. You know, unfortunately, chemotherapy, however, can't, life-saving, has some effects. Steroids, certain medications like aromatase inhibitors, things like that, that we use to, treat these other conditions can also affect bone mass, the rate of bone, what we call remodeling, which is basically bone breakdown, and the rate of bone modeling, which is new bone formation. So particularly certain patients with, like you mentioned, cancers or inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, surgical conditions like even gastric bypass, which can affect malabsorption of calcium, et cetera. All of those people are at sort of a higher risk and really should start thinking about a bone density earlier in the postmenopausal years. And if they've had a fracture or a very high risk, even we do also do bone density in the premenopausal years.
So let's talk about solutions. Is there a treatment? There is no current treatment that cures osteoporosis, but is there something that helps alleviate some of the issues?
Yes. So when we think about, you know, treating osteoporosis, first of all, we need to understand, you know, what's in front of us. How high is the fracture risk? So things we always discuss in our center are lifestyle modifications, so things like calcium, vitamin D, exercise, alcohol, smoking, looking at the medication list, talking about your history, you know, seeing how the pieces sort of fit together. And then in terms of patients who meet criteria for an evaluation, which is generally lab tests and blood tests to make sure that we're understanding fully why they have osteoporosis, the treatment options are varied, and we have many of them, thankfully. We have many safe and effective FDA-approved options. We've had the bisphosphonate class of medications, which is alendronate, et cetera, since the 1990s. And so we really have a lot of medications that have been used for many years, and thankfully we have new medications with new classes of therapies that actually are stimulating more bone formation than bone resorption. And these are delivered as well, either by IV or self-injection. So we've really come a long way in terms of how we reach patients to treat them and how we individualize patients and their risk so we can decrease the risk of fracture, because that's really the goal of treatments, to improve the bone density, but also think about reducing the risk of a fracture now and in the future.
773 just sent in a text and said, what ways other than meds for women, and what about men with Lupron therapy to improve bone health? So is it something where, you know, because, you know, your mother used to say, drink your milk, but are there any other ways or maybe dietary modifications that we could make that would improve bone health, or does that not have an impact?
Yeah, it does. So, you know, like I said, we wanted to think about, you know, our bone mass through the ages. So absolutely, you know, performing exercises as a younger child when you're, you know, forming that peak bone mass, dietary issues, medical issues when you're younger, all make a difference. Calcium, there is many ways to get calcium, whether that be supplements, calcium supplements, dietary forms. You can drink milk, but you can also, there's a lot of non-dairy sources of calcium now, leafy greens, fortified milks, yogurts. You know, we have a diversity of options, particularly here in North America for that. Vitamin D is also important, particularly we live here in Illinois and we're on a high latitude and we don't absorb a lot of vitamin D from our skin, and that doesn't get converted into active vitamin D easily. So those are all important things. Obviously, exercise, when we talk about that, I counsel my patients that what's good for their brain is also good for their bones and their heart. So working on weight-bearing exercise, which is aerobic exercise, and trying to add in resistance exercise, which basically is using your own body weight or weights or bands or some sort of form of exercise. And what's really important, too, is to understand how old is this person, you know, who texted us. And how, you know, we have, you know, women in their 30s to 60s and then also women in their 70s to 90s. And so we really need to think about, well, where can we meet their needs and their goals so that we're working on their exercise, maybe working on fall reduction, all of those things that go into reducing the risk of a fracture.
Christy Tuff-DeSapri is the director of the Program for Women's Bone Health at Northwestern Medicine Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause. If you want more info, just go to sexmedmenopause.nm.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Steve has the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
G.